Come on, you. Let's go for a walk. Come on. I mean it. It's nice outside. Let's go for a walk. We're allowed to. We're supposed to. They allow us out for exercise. Come on, let's go. No excuses, buddy. Come on, get your shoes on. Let's go. Well, I know you don't feel like it. That's exactly the time you need to go for a walk, so you don't feel like it. Trust me. Trust me. Come on, let's go. See, it's beautiful out here. It's actually almost spring-like, don't you think? I swear I see some buds on the trees. I know it's early. It's maybe just wishful thinking. I don't know, but... I see the clouds in the sky. Maybe it'll be spring soon. Yeah. I don't know, I feel very, coldy right now. I feel like I'm fighting a cold. Like, no, not COVID. No, God, no, not COVID. My voice feels scratchy. I feel like I'm always clearing my throat. And I feel like I've sort of got, like, a bit of congestion, but not too much. Do you feel that? Do you feel it? Like, yeah. Like, I feel like I drink cough syrup all day. You know, because I don't like the fry. I'm a voice performer. I can't have a scratchy voice. So, oh, you're very sweet. I actually haven't heard. I haven't heard a compliment on my voice in a long time. Actually, yeah. Like people listen to my older stuff and they say that's, you know, you got a great voice, and it's I love that. You know, but that was a couple years ago. And so now I wonder, like, oh no, do I sound terrible now? Have I worn out my voice? Have I just done too much? Yeah, because I don't hear, oh, I have a beautiful voice anymore. So I'm thinking, well, with this kind of congestion I feel, I'm thinking, that's it for me. Yeah, I know. There's always so much to doubt about yourself, isn't there? I know, I wish I could... I do wish everybody could see themselves the way other people see them. Yeah, like, it's... You know, you can hear compliments and... Here, hold on, I'm just... You can hear compliments and it's really nice. Obviously, compliments are great. But... You just, you know, you don't really see yourself properly, I don't think, you know? Even the mirror doesn't reflect... you the way other people see you. You know that weird thing? Yeah, the well, the thing is, okay, you're looking at it, if you look at yourself in the mirror, you're looking at a reflection. So it's reversed, right? But when people look at you and right at you, they're not looking at a reflection, they're looking right at you. So they're seeing you unreflected. Does this make any sense? Like, yeah, you're seeing you unreflected. No, wait. You're seeing you reflected. They're seeing you unreflected. So they're getting a view of you that's more realistic than you're getting of yourself. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And the other thing too, people are different heights than you are. So if someone is looking up at you because they're shorter than you, or looking down at you because they're taller than you, they're gonna see you differently than you see yourself in the mirror. It's kind of neat, isn't it? So yeah, we don't know what we look like. We have no idea what we really look like to other people. So, well, photos, yeah, but photos are weird too, aren't they? I mean, have you ever come across somebody who's just, they're just super photogenic? Like, they're okay looking in life or whatever, but you take a picture of this person and they just like glow. They're just fantastic. Have you ever, I've known some people like that. And of course, I've also had, you know, situations where you take a picture of some, of yourself or somebody you know, and you're just like, that does not look anything like them. Cause it's just a fraction of a second, right? It's not, it's not you. It's not you being animated and stuff. Video is a bit closer, I guess. Some people just don't look good on film. You know, they don't look like themselves. So all of this is just a way of saying, you know, maybe you can extend the analogy and say, maybe we don't see our personality the way other people do. Yeah. I don't know. People will usually tell you what they don't like about you, though. They won't tell you how bad you look, usually, but they will tell you what they don't like about you. So. I don't mind that. I really don't. Because if you accept that everybody is flawed, and you should, because everybody is, then, you know, you can say, yeah, there's this, that, and the other about me that's weird or... but that's just being human, right? That doesn't mean you're not likable or lovable or worthy of respect or any of those things. It just means you've got this weird way about you, or you've got this habit, or you've got this character personality, or whatever. You know? It takes a lot to be like a total asshat, doesn't it? And I've met several of those. People with no redeeming qualities. It's hard to believe, but there are actually some people out there that, you know, you do a balance sheet and you're like, nope. there is nothing of value here. You are just a jerk. Goodbye. I do not want to know you anymore. Yeah, it takes a lot for me to say I don't want to know someone anymore. But when I've done it, it's been for good reason. It's like, wow, you are a jerk. Yeah. So. Otherwise, I just kind of let people be. and hope that they'll just let me be, you know? But anyway, let's continue with our walk, shall we? Let's talk about other things. I can't wait for spring to see them. The little goslings and the little ducklings again. They're so cute. Oh my god, they're so cute. The way they crowd behind their mom and go wherever she goes, and it's really cute. Fresh air. And smells. You can tell spring is coming because it smells. Haven't I told you this before? I'm always afraid of repeating myself, so. Yeah, I noticed that in winter, nothing smells. You can't smell anything in winter. It's like the snow just dampens everything. But as soon as the spring comes along, it's like everything just goes with fragrance. You know, you can smell the grass, and you can smell, like, vegetation and flowers and trees and stuff. But even just the wind around you just kind of has a bit of a scent to it, and it smells fresh. It smells like fresh air and greenery, and, you know, but in the middle of winter, it's like nothing. Just go outside sometime in the snow and smell. Just go, what do you smell? Nothing. I promise you, nothing. Maybe like snowmobile gas or something. That'll be it, I promise. That's all you're gonna smell in the winter. Wow, my nose is running. That's so embarrassing. Oh, did you bring a thermos? Oh, look, you man, listen to my voice. It's going. This is crazy. This is really bad. I'm gonna have to do something about this. You brought a thermos. Wow, okay, I'm gonna have some. Oh, it's good. Coffee is so good. I have a story about coffee, too. I always have a story. So, okay, let's walk up here. Do you mind? Do you want to go this way? Okay. So, coffee. Something tells me I've told you this before, too, but, you know, if you haven't heard this before, just enjoy the show. Coffee didn't really appear in Europe, anyway, until about, I'm going to say, the 1600s. So, like, the 17th century. And it became, like, the hottest commodity It was like the tulip thing in the Netherlands. Everybody wanted to become a coffee trader. Everyone wanted to get their hands on this magic bean. Because the thing was, up until that point, they used to do all of their business and negotiations and contracts and agreements and stuff over wine. And so the longer the negotiation took, it would go well into the night. You'd end up signing away anything, right? You'd sign anything by the end of the night. Because you'd get so drunk that you wouldn't even know what you were signing anymore. And when they discovered that coffee actually made you sharper the more you had, they couldn't believe this. You know, they'd go into a tavern, it'd be late at night, they'd have one of these cups of coffee, and suddenly they're bing, wide awake, you know. So this was like miracle drug, you know, to them. Caffeine. Wow. Some people thought it was like the devil's drink. Yeah, they didn't. Because wine was used in the church services for the blood of Christ, right? In the Catholic Church. And they thought that coffee just did the opposite. That must be devil drink. So a lot of people had to fight to get coffee into the mainstream. But they did. They managed it. Obviously. Obviously. So thank God they did. Yeah, there's a lot of history, neat histories of, like, food things that we didn't, that we probably don't really think about, like sugar. Sugar didn't really exist until the discovery of the New World. Discovery, in quotes, right? Before that, they didn't really have sweet things. If they did, it was honey. That's what they used. And then, and then sugar came along and everybody just went nuts with sugar because they had cocoa beans for a long time and they even had chocolate, but it wasn't sweet. And so somebody, some brainiac, decided to put the chocolate with the sugar and the rest is history. Right? Yeah, so I thought that was kind of neat. And they, in Italy, they didn't, if you can believe this, in Italy, somebody had to introduce tomatoes to Italy. And a lot of people, they were called love apples at first, because people thought they were aphrodisiacs and that you really shouldn't eat them because, first of all, they were, again, devil. The devil had a lot of food, apparently. The devil was a great cook. He liked coffee and tomatoes and all kinds of stuff. Devil's food cake. But, yeah, they thought these love apples would actually poison you. And so for the longest time, nobody was brave enough to even eat a tomato. In Italy, of all places. Like, the home of tomato sauce. So it's just, this stuff is, I find it fascinating. How we get here, you know? Listen to me, I'm just going on. I guess I'm just happy to be outside and breathing fresh air and babbling, because you will let me babble, won't you? Yeah, so what's up with you? So tell me all your news and what do you miss most about the world pre-pandemic? No, I don't want it to be a big, heavy thing. I'm just saying, like, what would be something you'd like to go back to doing if you could? Yeah. I guess I miss just not thinking about going outside. Like, just going to the store and just going in and getting what you need and not thinking about your mask or your how close you are to people or your hand sanitizer. Things like that. And I miss swimming. Yeah. Sometimes lately when I watch things on TV and I see people just gathered and they're just like hugging each other and I'm just like, wow. Like that, it just seems so wrong. Sort of like social distance. No. Where's your mask? So yeah, they're saying we should wear double masks now. Yeah, because of these new variants that aren't really. I know, I don't want to talk about COVID either. It's But just think about a double mask, okay? So have you developed any, like, new hobbies since you've been in lockdown? Yeah, it's a good time to just look into things that you probably wouldn't normally do. Yeah, do you notice you don't spend any money? I mean, this is potentially really bad, but I haven't spent any money in months. Yeah, it's weird. It's like, I don't know how our economy is going to continue if none of us buy anything. Although I have been shopping on Amazon. Yes, yes, I've been shopping on Amazon, yes. So I guess that counts. But I mean cash in my wallet. Like, I've got the same 20 in my wallet that I've had for months. Because you don't want to use cash, you use contactless, right, when you go to places. And I just haven't needed any more money. So it's a weird feeling. Look at that tree. Wow. That is a huge tree. That's beautiful. Look at the size of that trunk. Wow. That thing must be ancient. I'm glad they leave these old trees up and just leave them alone. They're beautiful. They're so lovely. Yeah, I get I have good taste and bad taste, like everybody. But I do have a lot of work to do, and that's good. That's helpful. I'm writing more and doing more creative stuff, but until my voice kind of gets a bit better, I don't really feel confident doing a lot with my voice right now. But hopefully this will clear up whatever this is, and I'll be back to my sexy self. I've been doing some vocal exercises actually to try to get my vocal cords back into good order. Yeah. So yeah, have you heard these things? There's things you do, like you go and you do this, you do like a triad scale. Like, yeah. Actually, that's way off key. Don't do that. No. Tickles your nose. And then you can do, like, you know, me, 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 and you go through the whole thing, and then you hum, hum, and you try to hold it. And it's all kinds of vocal exercises you can do to warm up, and yeah, I feel ridiculous doing them. Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. That's one of them. Bizarre, bizarre, bizarre. You kind of warm up your mouth and all your. I guess it's for singers, but I'm using it. So. Yeah, I feel stupid doing it, but you know, anything for my art, anything. You feel the sun on your face. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice. I'm watching Are you watching anything on Netflix? Have you been into anything lately? Yeah, there's a couple of really good French series. One's called Lupin, which is about this modern day kind of very clever thief in Paris he's not a bad thief, you know, he's a good thief, he does good things, and he's trying to clear his father's name and things like that. But really, really good, really inventive stuff. And then there's one called Into the Night, which is really neat. It's about something goes wrong with the sun. They think they don't know what it is, but basically, if you're in the sunlight for any reason, if you're around when the sun comes up, you just get microwaved. Everything gets microwaved. So you have to stay in the darkness. So it starts with this soldier guy jumping on a plane that's about to take off from Brussels, and he just makes them take off and fly west so that they're always in the dark. There's like 10 people on board just because they were just starting to board. So they're trying to figure out what is going on and trying to find out ways they can stay flying west. And it's really cool. It's a really good show, really creative. I like it. And then what I do is I watch it with the dubbed English, and then I go back and I watch it in French with French subtitles. Yeah, French with French subtitles, so that I could try and figure out what the hell they're saying, because they speak so fast. So, even the subtitle guy can't keep up with them. I've noticed it. It's like they'll be on the screen, and there'll be like flashes of the subtitle, and they have to move on because the scene is moving on. They can't even put the subtitle up fast enough to keep up with these guys. So. But it's good. It's good. I'm learning a lot of French slang that I didn't know, because it's not Quebec slang. It's different. This is like Paris French slang. So things like connard, which apparently is like asshole. And va te faire foutre, I think, which is like go fuck yourself, I think. putain, you know, things like that. I think they probably say putain in Quebec. Probably do. But in Quebec, it's all very religious things, like tabarnak and hostie and, you know, calice and things like that. So it's different. It's different. Maybe they have the same. Maybe we should ask a French person if there's any religious swear words in French. Like Sacré Cœur, I think I've heard, like Sacred Heart, right? And Sacré Bleu, which I don't know what Sacred Bleu means. Maybe somebody could tell me. I don't know. It's just interesting, our swear words. They don't mean anything, really. But, yeah, it's always a religious thing. It's always elements of religion. It gets into our language. Like, goodbye is really just God be with you. Just got shortened to goodbye. And bloody, you know, that the way they say bloody in England. Oh, bloody likely. You know, that just means by Our Lady. You know, Virgin Mary. And what else? There's a few other things that we say that are just mostly just just variations of religious stuff. Yeah, it occurred to me the other day, someone said something like that they thought it was interesting that in Latin cultures, it's fairly common for men to be called Jesus, and that we don't do that in English-speaking countries, that we wouldn't call our child Jesus, right? But I just realized, well, we kind of do. Look at all the people named Chris and Christine and Christopher and Christy and Chrissy and Christian. They've all got Christ in their name. It's right there. Christine. Little Christ, you know? I must know about 1,000 guys named Chris, you know? And Christopher. And I think that means Christ bearer, I think. Somebody bears Christ, like carries him sort of thing. I think that's what it means. But yeah, like the name is right there. Christopher. Christine. So, yeah, we do the same thing. We just say Christ instead of Jesus. So how did this get so religious? I didn't plan for it to be religious. I just noticed these things. What we need on this walk is donuts. No, cookies. Hot cookies, like right out of the oven. That's what we need. We need hot chocolate and cookies. I need something for my sore throat. I need something to get my voice back. Oh my god. I'm gonna have to stop talking soon. No. I can't stop talking. Have you met me? Yeah, so. Cookies warm from the oven. Oh, it's so nice, isn't it? The smell and the gooiness is so good. Oh, it's nothing like it. So we need cookies next time we go for this walk. Yeah, we need cookies. Do you want to sit for a bit? Or do you want to head back? Or... Yeah, it's chilly, but I like it. I like it out here. I think it's really nice. I like just hanging out. I like just hanging out with you. Just talking about nothing. Do you know a game show I like? You're gonna laugh. You're gonna laugh at this. I like the old-fashioned Family Feud. Not the new ones. Not the ones in the last 20 years. But the ones with Richard Dawson right back from the 70s. If you ever see them on YouTube, you've got to watch one of these things. Because it's fascinating how different the world is. But it's also cool because if he asks a question and you have to think. And you're like, what would I say? And then you see how close you are to what everybody else would say and stuff. But there was one last week where... He said, name things you bring into your bedroom when you're preparing for a sick day, right? And I thought, the first thing I thought was a bucket. Yeah, to be a kid too. But no, they weren't going there. No, I mean, I think the number one answer was like Kleenex or something, right? But the other answers, this is what I found really interesting. I would never have thought of these answers because... doesn't apply in the world I live in, but this was the 70s, right? And so the answers were things like bring the television in to your bedroom. Not that you have one in there, but that there's one in the house, and so you bring it into the bedroom. They said the same for the phone. Bring the phone into the bedroom, which again, it's like it's a corded phone, it's a landline. First of all, and it's in the kitchen, like you have to go get it, you know? They said things like, you know, bring the radio in, bring the TV in, bring the, you know, and I just thought that's so different than what we're used to. We would answer these questions completely differently now than they did even just 40 years ago, 30 years ago, you know? Maybe it's, yeah, a little more than 30 years ago now. More like 45 years ago. But, you know, it's like, it wasn't that long ago. And everything's completely changed. But I do like sometimes they'll throw out things like, name a famous Richard. You know? So it's kind of a neat thing for your brain to kind of go, Richard Nixon. Richard III. Richard... Dreyfus, Richard, you know, you just, I don't know, who would you say? What's a famous Richard? Little Richard, right? But it's like, you know, it's kind of fun because it challenges your brain a bit. Makes you think of things you would never have thought of. I would never have thought of Little Richard in my entire life if I hadn't to answer that question, you know? Richard Nixon. Wow, we're going to be heading into a generation where nobody knows who Richard Nixon is. That's interesting. Are you sure you don't mind me talking this much? Because I'm worried that I'm just monopolizing our whole walk here. I do think we should head back. I'm sorry, but I do think we should. Yeah, we're out of coffee. So it's time to go back for some coffee and cookies. Oh, cookies. Ooh. Well, I enjoy being with you. I like laughing. I think laughing is really important. I mean, we're one of the few species who can even do it. So I think we need to appreciate that about ourselves and enjoy life. Enjoy things that make us laugh. Yeah. We should do this more often. We should go for a walk more often. We make the time, right? Especially these days. So, let's do this again soon, okay? I'll beat you back. Yeah, I will, and I'm gonna get all the